The district that includes portions of York, Dauphin, and Cumberland counties hasn't even existed for that long. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court forced state lawmakers to redraw congressional districts 2 years ago after they ruled a 2011 map to be gerrymandered in favor of the GOP. Up until then, Congressman Scott Perry represented a safely Republican district that covered mostly York County. The 2018 redraw promised him a more competitive district that included large swaths of Democratic voters in the Harrisburg area. But Perry prevailed against Democratic newcomer George Scott.
So before I go in there and tell all them, it's more important that you know first. I just got a call from our opponent who conceded.
According to state election data, voters here have supported Republican candidates both before and after the map redraw. The Cook Political Report's partisan voting index has consistently given Republicans the electoral edge this year. But Congressman Perry's 2018 re-election effort earned just 51% of the vote. His opponent, Democrat Eugene DePasquale, says it's a big reason why he might have the upper hand in November. He notes he is a much more experienced candidate than Scott was 2 years ago. To him, Perry is too much like President Trump to represent the region. He laid out his case recently in a debate hosted by ABC 27 in Harrisburg.
It's clear what's happening there. Scott and the rest of them are all out of touch. He's simply too extreme for our region and our state and our country.
But before we get to their platforms, let's take a look at both candidates. Scott Perry moved to Pennsylvania at the age of 7. By his early teens, he worked a number of odd jobs to support his financially struggling household. In 1980, Perry enlisted in the Army National Guard and flew over 40 combat missions in Iraq. He retired just last year as a brigadier general. And in the 1990s, he started a mechanical contracting business. Perry served in the State House between 2007 and 2013, leaving after he won his first congressional race in 2012. Last month, he told the York County Rotary Club those experiences shaped his outlook.
So I went from the outhouse to Congress, but you know, but that's the promise of America. And I want every single person to have that across our district, our commonwealth, and our country. And that's my focus every single day.
Perry has also made remarks that resonate with the president's base, claiming ISIS was behind a mass shooting in Las Vegas, and more recently, during that same Rotary Club interview, he said he has doubts systemic racism exists.
I will tell you that in my experience in my life was in the military, as an employee, as an employer, I have not experienced that. I have not seen that. That's not to say, Mike, or anybody else, that racism and bigotry doesn't exist in our country. Clearly, it does.
Eugene DePasquale's life experiences also weren't easy. When he was young, his father ended up in jail after becoming addicted to painkillers during the Vietnam War. His brother, who had muscular dystrophy, passed away at the age of 20. The Democrat earned a law degree and began his political career in 2002. DePasquale was a state house lawmaker at the exact same time Congressman Perry was. He left that chamber after being elected state auditor general in 2012. But DePasquale says he feels like he's more than just a politician.
I'm a dad, I'm a fitness nut, and I'm a sports fan and a Star Wars fan. And I'm sort of all of that wrapped up. As the Auditor General, I believe in transparency, holding people accountable.
And it's that claim of transparency that's central to DePasquale's congressional pitch. He's repeatedly touted holding a Republican and Democratic governor to account as the Auditor General, most recently finding the Wolf administration unfairly determined which businesses were essential. DePasquale touts his independence as someone who can cross ideological lines to get things done.
I will pledge to you to be a listener. I will work with both sides to get things done. I'll be the same pragmatic leader I've been as your Auditor General. The same thing you've seen as your Auditor General for the last 8 years will be the same thing you'll see as your member of Congress.
Congressman Perry rejects those claims and has worked to paint his opponent as allied with liberal D.C. congressional leaders like Nancy Pelosi. He's hoping his unwavering support of President Trump on law enforcement, immigration, and other areas will help him win the seat. Perry is also relying on his incumbency. He says his familiarity with the inner workings of Congress gives him more power to help central Pennsylvanians. That's borne out most recently, Perry says, in his support for the Paycheck Protection Program and school reopenings.
And so I've been working on these things, the things that concern you, the things that you're talking around about your dinner table. you know you can count on me to continue to work on these things in Washington, D.C.
So how did this congressional race become one of the closest watched in the country, with a particularly nasty bent of late?
Ah, fresh air. We must protect it from Scott Perry, who denies climate science and says God is a polluter to excuse actual polluters.
One hand washes the other, but with Eugene DePasquale, there's nothing clean about it. DePasquale took thousands in campaign cash from indicted labor boss John Daugherty's union. And surprise, DePasquale gave Johnny Doc a job.
Assistant Professor Dan Mallinson says there's a few reasons. He teaches public policy and administration at Penn State University Harrisburg. Mallinson says the candidates both have name recognition, and each have spent more than $1 million on their campaigns. Now, couple that with the 2018 redrawing of congressional districts.
Based on those dynamics, it is one of the races that the Democrats could potentially pick up in a district that has been held by Republicans for quite some time.
The way the district is now drawn will be a big factor. Perry is trying to win over enough moderate voters in the less Republican district while holding Trump-era conservative views. DePasquale is aiming his pitch at those same moderate voters while counting on a larger number of Democrats. As the campaign comes down to its final weeks, the key for both candidates is to find the message that resonates best in a divided district. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News,